30 years old. Good God. 30 years old. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude. We're talking about 30 things that turned 30 in 2016. And Slippery Huenhuet turns 30. I've talked about this on the air before. I don't understand. And Dan's already laughing. Dan, you know where I'm going with this.
I do.
I have no idea when Bon Jovi became critically acclaimed and like revered. I wasn't in a meeting. I was not in the meeting when this was decided that suddenly Bon Jovi was revered and acclaimed, because 30 years ago, that was a damn joke. What we just listened to was a joke. It was a joke. They were an example of a horrible hair band who absolutely and thoroughly sucked. And that was the perception that most human beings had when Bon Jovi was ever brought up. They were a joke. And I want to say it was about 10 years ago where suddenly, yeah, man, Bon Jovi's releasing their 13th album. And they're the elder statesmen of fantastic rock and roll, and they're genius. All of a sudden, like, the even publications like Rolling Stone and Spin, who would openly mock these idiots, were suddenly going, these guys are an incredible, important American band. When did they go from obvious, horrible, joke, hair band idiots to revered as a great American band? When did that happen? And what the hell is wrong? What? This is one of the eternal mysteries of music for me. Honestly, I do not understand it. They suck. Bon Jovi sucks. They suck. Slippery When Wet is a terrible, it's crap. It's terrible. And even among, like, because I grew up listening to rock, which is now classic rock. And anybody who would listen to Zeppelin when I was growing up, and suddenly Bon Jovi would come out, you'd be like, well, this is just crap. And then, like, he's getting compared, because he's from Jersey. Mm-hmm. They, in the same sentence with Springsteen.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not kidding. It's gotten to the point now where people go, yeah, man, Jersey, Jovi, Springsteen. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. Springsteen, I can understand, because from the beginning, Springsteen was critically, revered and loved and, enormously talented singer-songwriter. I'm not the biggest Springsteen fan, but I absolutely can understand why he is considered the legend that he's considered. But Bon Jovi, I remember going to see Bon Jovi open for the Scorpions. They got booed off the stage. One of the only times I've ever gone to a concert where the opening band got booed off the stage. And they were opening for the Scorpions, who are another crappy band. Although Scorpions kind of, because they, at least Scorpions kind of jam. But Jovi, they started doing Runaway. Do you guys remember Runaway? Ooh, she's a little runaway. You know,
yes.
That's a, daddy's blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm talking about. Dan, did you ever get into Jovi? Were you into Jovi?
That Living on a Prayer is a guilty pleasure. I will.
It's a guilty pleasure for a lot of people, yes. I know. But is it like classic American rock and roll? No! Come on.
At some point, though, if it's 30 years old and people still love that song,
yeah.
Like at some point you got to be like, well, there's got to be something to that.
I like Mr. Jaws by Dickie Goodman, but I don't think that's a classic. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's, you know what?
And obviously, in your group of friends, it might have been crap, but there was a lot of people who bought that album at the time.
Well, yeah,
great.
But I know, I understand there are a lot of people out there who like it. A lot of people like Transformer movies, too, but that doesn't mean they're great American cinema. You know what I mean?
What other? Jeez. I can't even think of any other songs.
Wanted Dead or Alive, man.
Yeah, but then past that, what else?
I don't know.
He had that Roses song. I want to lay down on a bed of roses. I remember, that. That was a formative point in my youth.
Wow.
Seeing that video on MTV.
Wait. See, now when you say roses, I think Poison, which I think is on the same level as Bon Jovi. In fact, I'd rather listen to Poison, quite frankly, than Bon Jovi.
They were prettier.
They're the same thing. But that, okay, fine. And there are a lot of people bought the Poison record, and a lot of people like that. But it's the same thing. And then years later, people who mock Poison are suddenly going, man, Jovi, man, great American band. No, they suck. They're like Poison. If you like Poison, you know, then you should like Bon Jovi because it's the same crap. Then every once in a while, it's fun to listen to crap.
No idea.
Come on, man. This is crap, Dan. Come on, you know it.
Good for you.
All right, that's enough, man, really. I don't even... Sir, same level as Poison. It's the same thing. What were the other terrible hair? Warrant. That's all the same. It's all the same crap. Now, I'm not saying that I don't enjoy a lot of that stuff. I own 3 Cinderella CDs, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
But it's the same crap as... But you don't hear people writing incredible articles about Cinderella now. Not like Cinderella is suddenly the darling of Hey, when I think California rock, you know? I think Jackson Brown and Cinderella. Those are the most important. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. Suddenly, in retrospect, suddenly Bon Jovi's good? What? They were a joke when that record came out. We laughed about it. Like, we would let, when that damn cowboy song came on, we would fall on the floor laughing at the video. I remember my friend sitting in front, we were sitting in front of the TV, and that damn video, the Wanted Dead or Alive video came on, and he says, there's a line in it where he goes, I've seen a million faces, and I rocked them all. And my friend would go, you didn't rock my face!
I don't think they were trying to rock
you. You did not rock my face! You didn't rock my friends' faces! He would say that. He'd scream in front of the TV. But then 30 years later, apparently he rocked everybody's face. And he's one of the greatest American songwriters and poets of the 21st century and 20th century.
I mean, I think they were only trying to rock female faces.
That's the most faces that they rocked were the female faces.
That was, I think, the problem with you guys, not females.
Yeah, but it's not. But okay, and that's fine with me. I don't care. The hair metal bands, the pop hair bands that appeal to the chicks of the 80s with the high hair, mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's fine with me. I went to see David Lee Roth twice, okay? I understand that.
He's a national treasure.
Oh, of course he's a national treasure. See, this is why you and I get along so well. But here's the thing. Like I said, like Cinderella opened up for David Lee Roth on their tour. So it was awesome. It was Cinderella and David Lee was awesome. But I don't see respected music journalists writing essays about Cinderella. Has anybody written, like, I'm going to do a series online about the importance of Poison in the history of music? But people are doing that about Bon Jovi. They're like, you know, they're writing essays about the importance of John Bon Jovi as a songwriter and how important their band. The band sucks. They're Poison with better hair and more chest hair. That's the difference. And there's nothing wrong with it. Fine. You want to listen to Wanted Dead or Alive, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most entertaining moments of my life occurred when I would go to karaoke back in the early 2000s. We would go to Carol's, which was at one time a great dive bar. Now hipsters go there, so it's ruined. I don't go to bars anymore, but still, if I did, it's ruined. We used to go there for karaoke, and there was a guy who would show up every week at karaoke. And he was one of those guys that would wear, you know, those T-shirts that have wolves on them? But
oh,
it's like
no.
The full wolf T-shirt takes up the sleeves.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy had a collection of those big wolf T-shirts with the mountains and the moon behind it.
Right.
And then, outstanding. And this guy, I'm not kidding you, this was 2000, 2001, stonewashed jeans, wolf T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The guy would come in, he'd by himself, every week.
Of course.
He would do Wanted Dead or Alive, and he'd bring the place down. Like, we'd go nuts. First thing he did when he got up to do it was he would take the television monitor that you would look at when you go to karaoke, the television monitor, mm-hmm. where it had the lyrics, he would push the television monitor aside.
Of course.
Because he didn't need it. and he wanted to make it known that he didn't need it. He would walk up to the television monitor. It was on wheels. He would just push it aside. And we'd start cheering. Like, every week when he would do that, we'd go, yeah! Because he pushed the television monitor aside. And then he would sing Wanted Dead or Alive.
Just Wanted Dead or Alive.
In the most... yes. No, no, no. He would come up and do other stuff. But it, his crescendo...
This is the... Okay.
No, no, no. His closer was Wanted Dead or Alive. And he we would go nuts. And then, like, for the rest of the night, the guy didn't pay for a drink. Because it was the most entertaining thing I've ever seen in my life. And you know this guy lived for it, too. And he was... There was no tongue in any cheek. This guy did it for... This guy probably wrote one of the pieces about Bon Jovi that I'm talking about. So, all right, sorry, man. I got all. We had more stuff to talk about.
That was
a few. I'm sorry.
Passionate.
I'm sorry, but it makes me crazy. Anytime, like, it just came to me like a bolt of lightning a few years ago. I was looking. I can't remember what I was looking online or something. They're like, yeah, they're touring for this and their classic album, Slippery When Wet, and it was written as though they were good. The article was written as though Bon Jovi was a good band and an important band. They're not. But then suddenly everybody thought that, and I was like, when did I become in the minority on the fact that Bon Jovi sucks? When did that happen? When did everybody change? It was like a Twilight episode. It was like the end of a Twilight episode. I'm like, suddenly I'm in a world where Bon Jovi is considered a great and important band? Where's Rod Serling? All right.
Are you okay?
No!
Okay.
Let's end this on a better note real quick here. Paul Simon's Graceland came out in 1986. There's a great album. That's 30 years old. God. All right.
Psych.
Hey, did you know that Bon Jovi rules? Did you know that they're the most important
band
of all time?
No, they're the worst ever.
Okay. All right, here, real quick. Here's another example that's on the same level as Bon Jovi. Also 30 years old this year.
May I just interject the text line? Blue up
because
during that rant, literally we received like 75 text messages evenly divided between Nick, you're absolutely correct, and Nick, you're an absolute jerk.
And I would say that the Nick, you're an absolute jerk, 90% of those are females. That would be my guess, who still have a crush on Bon Jovi. And by the way, handsome man. I'm not going to deny that. John Bon Jovi is a handsome dude. I'd date him.
Guy.
I would date John Bon Jovi.
He's a little on the feminine side, so, you know,
yeah.
It could be doable.
But the same year that Slippery When Wet came out, I wish we had it queued up. Dan, I should have told you this earlier. I should have told you this when we actually had time. But for those of you who have been watching Geico commercials on any given day, and you see a bunch of Geico commercials, one of the most popular and repeated Geico commercials has a song in it that is 30 years old this year and is on the exact same level in terms of quality as anything Bon Jovi's ever done. And Dan's trying to cue it up right now. He's trying to do like 10 different things. We're almost done, man. We're out of here in like 3 minutes, and I've got Dan, the hardest working producer in the world, here. Good job, Dan. Nice job. See, this is how you end the show. This is how you end a show.
I kid you not, we talked about it yesterday.
This song?
Because it used to be Noonan's Arcade Open. He used to play the Final Countdown as part of his overnight arcade.
It's what you do. Well, that's a Geico commercial, and that song celebrates its 30th anniversary. And you know what? Better than anything on Slippery With Wet. Slippery When Wet. With Wet. See, I can't even say the name of the title of the song, album, thing. So, all right. I know that there are Jovi lovers out there who right now are just going, Nick, you're a jerk. Most of them are 50-year-old women. I'm not kidding. I'm a 50-year-old man, so I can say that.
They're all fuming.
Mad at me right
now. I'm one of them, Nick.
Oh, come on, Mary.
I love him.
No, wait a minute. No,
I just think he's a good guy.
Okay.
Been married a long time.
Wait, but music-wise.
I'm talking about his music. I'm not arguing.
His music's okay. I like his music.
Okay. But would you put him on the same level as, you know, say, Dylan or Springsteen in terms of music?
Well, no.
So that's what I'm talking about. That's my point. Listen, I think he's a wonderful man.
But who cares? I mean, you can always... I mean, he's just very handsome and...
Okay, that goes
a
long...
He's a good guy.
Apparently, that goes a long way. You stay married and you're handsome. You can
stay married.
You can
record
crappy music.
He's never done anything wrong. You know what I mean?
Isn't this?
Sure, he has.
It's the best way to judge somebody. He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, nothing in the news anyway.
In the music industry, actually, that's probably the.
Seriously, think about it.
Musically,
this
though,
this is how far we've come as a society. When it's like, the guy's never killed anybody.
Well, he wasn't involved in a scandal of any sort that we know of.
He's never been in prison. He's great.
You know, date anyone in the band? Did he?
I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Springsteen
like
did.
Springsteen
he broke up
did.
His marriage, actually.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't know.
But that doesn't make him better than Springsteen because he didn't sleep with somebody in his band.
Whatever. Living on a Prayer. You got to dance to it. Come on. You got to dance. At a wedding.
See, there's no arguing the blind female Bon Jovi. No, they're not blind. The problem is they have vision. That's the problem.
You can't argue. I mean, he's cute. Some of his music's good.
And he's never been to jail. All right,
he's
cool.
Never been to jail.
I love Bon Jovi.
I rest my case.
Okay, good job, Mary. From now on, instead of Karen Conti, they should talk to you, Mary.
No, she's taking me to court because I'm eating chocolate.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we'll hear more about that later on the Steve Cochran Show. The opening bell is next to the WGN.